Psalm 139, begin in verse number 13 this morning. Psalm 139, verse number 13. And God's word says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did my substance, mine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me. O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." Amen. You may be seated. We have here, this is a psalm by David. And David's doing a couple of things in this entire psalm. He's giving God praises for his all-seeing providence. Here in verses 13, 18, I was reading this. It's interesting because since the COVID started, life as we know it changed. I mean, I took Holly to a doctor's appointment the other day, and we walked into the building. And you walk in there, now they've got the thermometer sitting there. You got to stand in front of it and get your forehead just perfect. Then they read the number and they start asking you questions. And the questions I kind of was kind of chuckling at, and that was, in the last 14 days, have you had a COVID test? For whatever reason, I chuckle at some of the protocols that are being taken at different places. Now, it's interesting because, and I bring that up because as we're going through life day by day, we don't know from one day to the next what's happening. It's constantly changing. This world is constantly changing for us. But we see through God's providence that he had a plan for us, even before we were in our mother's womb. When we were in our mother's womb, as David said, his hand was upon us. His plan was upon us. Even conception, God's plan was in the works for each and every one of us living today. He knew that this person would go home this day, or this person would die this day. He knew that Joe Biden would be in office today. He knew what was going on. And this is going according to God's plans. "For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." You see, God's love reached us at conception. Before we were even starting to form in our mother's womb, God loved us. He loved us so much. He knew. All right. I've got to give an example. Seeing the cross there, that just says it all. Amen? But understand, Jesus, when he came and was placed in the womb of Mary, God had a plan. His plan was that his only begotten son, and I need to state this here, begotten. That word means his own biological son. He is a divine deity. He is God. I don't care which translation you use. Well, I do care because I'm going to say King James Version, begotten. All other modern versions that word begotten out of it and said God's one and only Son. The Bible says he gave us power to become sons of God. So that means that God has more than one son. But he's got one biological son, Jesus Christ. He put him in Mary's womb. Mary carried him to term, gave birth. And as he came up through his life, Jesus knew that his only purpose in life was that. Headed for that cross. He knew that he needed to pay the price for our sin. He knew that one day he would hang on this tree and take all of our sins upon him. God knew that for us. That was God's plan. So if God covered us from his womb, then who can stand against us? You see, so many children, millions each year, are put to death through no choice of their own. Because someone wanted to play in sin, a life was taken. That's not what God's plan is. That's man's plan. Made a mistake, let's fuck up. Let's just destroy the evidence. Think about it. Think about it today. Maybe flood. Destroy the evidence. We'll just put it in the fire and burn it. You can't hide anything from God. You see, if God knew you and covered you while you were in the womb, what makes you think you can hide that sin? You see, this is the saving grace that God has gave us an out. Even though we may have Jesus in our lives, we profess to be Savior sin. God knew that we're not perfect. God knows that we fail every day. That's why he said in his book that they God who formed us in our mother's womb, the person who covered us in our womb, the person who had that perfect plan while we were in the mother's womb, gave us access to him. That way we can go to him, bend our knees, humble ourselves, and say, God, I messed up. This is where David's talking. Excuse me. Verse number 12. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. God knows the darkness. God saw the darkness, and he sent his son to take care of the darkness. When we accepted Jesus into our hearts, God knew when that was going to be. God knew exactly when you would bend your knee in front of that cross. Isn't that an awesome thought? So, if he knew that, and he knew from conception what you were going to do, and he's covered you all the way to where you accepted him, amen. It only stands to reason and understand our minds cannot reason what God has. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are our ways. But from the time you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it only stands to reason, if he's got you covered that far, he's got... There's a dear friend of mine sitting in a hospital right now, suffering some not with this COVID. Coronavirus. He's in Texas. And his name happens to be John as well. And but he, in his posts, and he's posting from the hospital, so he's not on a ventilator, thank God, but he is on oxygen. And they're telling him, until you can regulate without the oxygen, we're not letting you out. And this whole time, he's been writing sermons. He's taken this time to deal with God. He's taken this time to understand that God has been good to me my entire life. I'm not fearful. No matter what happens, God is going to be glorified through this. And I think that's what we need to take as our encouragement. You've heard it said in movies, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. You know what? There's truth in that statement. God is good. God will get you out of any situation that you need to be gotten out of His way. Only if you will have but just a little bit of faith. We know that true faith cometh from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. So if that's the case, if we stand on this and just have that faith and let it grow through these situations we're going through, God has our back, and He's covering us just like He did in our mother's womb. He's covering us. If God be for us, who can stand against us? Nobody! Proclaim it, people. This is God. You are God's. If you have Jesus Christ in your heart, you are a child of God. You are joint heirs of Jesus. It doesn't make you Jesus. But one day, we're going from this old sinful nature into a righteous nature. Praise God. Hallelujah. I cannot wait for the day that He comes in those clouds and says, "Come home." That day, I believe, is so close. I truly believe it. We're seeing things happening today that you never would have thought of happening. My parents would be rolling over in their graves knowing what's going on right now. My grandparents, my grandfather, he would tell you to this day, trust. Trust! Because God's got control. My friends, my brothers in Christ, if there's something in your life that's bugging you, kneel before this altar, kneel before that cross and say, "God, give me strength. God, give me encouragement because I'm tired. I'm tired of dealing with this. God, you know what's going on. You covered me in my mother's womb. Cover me now. Because I trust you to do so." This country may never be the same again. But I'm telling you, things could change if all those who profess to be blood-bought, born again, children of God, would just claim Psalm 139. Remember that God has it covered, and kneel before them, humble themselves, and quit trying to fix things themselves. Because when we stick our fingers into it, we mess things up. Amen.